It is 8:13. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Boy, lots and lots happening at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. And this is a place that, not only a lot of Galesburg residents are going there, there are kids and adults coming from all over the place to check out this wonderful entity we have here in the city of Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about some things going on there, including big fundraising events coming up, Denise Bradburn, the executive director. Denise, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Thanks so much for coming in. Good. Very, very good. Well, the big one. Tyler and I were discussing this morning. Is this 7th annual Booze and Brews? Is that right?
It is. It's our 7th annual.
Yep. Wow. Big
collaboration
event.
With Iron Spike Brewing Company and G&M. And every year they're all in to do it again. So we appreciate that support from them.
All right. And that one is coming up rather soon. Tomorrow evening
tomorrow
already.
Tomorrow evening. Yeah. Yep.
Which let's talk about for people that aren't aware what happens at Booze and Brews and this is a big fundraiser for Discovery Depot. Let's talk about this event itself first.
Oh, absolutely. So Booze and Brews is a fundraising event where all proceeds made that night go to Discovery Depot Children's Museum. It's a $25 in the door or ticket price ahead of time, and with the $25 you get 5 samples of the Iron Spike brews. And then also G&M has a table set up, and you also get wine samples from G&M that evening. And all those ticket sale proceeds are donated back to the museum by those two organizations. We also have raffles going on that night. We have guest bartenders. The event goes from 5 to 9 p.m., and each hour there's a different team of bartenders. We have a scoreboard that runs all night long, and so each hour is competing against the other hours of bartenders. And we're very appreciative of our teams. We have, this year at 5 o'clock, we have the F&M Bank Brew Crew coming in to bartend. Okay. At 6 p.m., we have the House Hustlers, and that's actually Platinum Key Realtors coming in. 7 p.m. is a Family Divided, and this is a well-known family in Galesburg. It is Craig Boyton and Debbie Craddy.
Cardinals, Cubs,
Bears, Packers, yep. And at 8 o'clock, we have our experienced Galesburg team coming in. So we encourage people to come in and support the team and tip the bartenders that they feel they want to give them an edge in the competition. And again, all those tips and proceeds go back to the museum.
I say, sorry, Deb. Craig's got my vote. It's all for a great cause. Okay, so tickets are $25. How can somebody go about getting their ticket for the event now?
So we have tickets at Iron Spike. Okay. We have tickets at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. You can also, new this year, buy your tickets online at discoverydepot.org. You can go on there. It prints out a little piece of paper for you, and we also get your name as soon as you do that. So if you forget the piece of paper, we'll have your name at the door, and you can come on in. It's a great way to just buy your ticket ahead of time in advance.
Will you be able to get them at the door? You need to get ahead of time. Oh, you will? Okay.
You can get them at the door as well.
Okay.
Yep. Iron Spike and G&M and of course, us. We would love to see as many people. Typically, the place is packed on Booze and Brews night, so we're glad to see that. We also do raffles, and we have an online auction. So the online auction is fall items. So we have this year Iowa City versus Nebraska tickets. Mm-hmm. We have Illinois versus Michigan State. We have Bears tickets. And I believe those are against the Lions, perhaps.
Okay.
We have Blackhawk tickets, Amtrak tickets to get to the Blackhawk game. We have some whiskey up for auction, all kinds of things. And that's at 32auctions/BoozeAndBrews22.
Okay, here it is. Bears, Eagles, Blackhawks.
And, okay, yeah, and, Bears,
and,
Eagles.
And, yep. Including the Amtrak tickets to get up to Chicago for that Blackhawks game.
Yes, 4 tickets to Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And it's a game of your choice. So are the Amtrak tickets. So as long as you use it before the end of the year, you can pick a game you want to go to and hop on the train and go up and enjoy it.
Yeah, and some really, really great items here. And you can check that, including Jim Sundberg's book, Equipped to Win.
Yep.
Just some really great items available for auction.
Yes, Jim Sundberg sent us those books, autographed himself for the auction. So a lot of good items, and that auction opens up at 3 p.m. today and goes until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So you can go online and bid at any point. And, of course, we'll have those items at Booze and Brews or also at the Discovery Depot to pick up afterwards.
Denise Bradburn, Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Again, Booze and Brews tomorrow night, and you can get your tickets, which includes a lot. You can check out the auction items. There actually is a link on their Facebook page to the auction items and that, and go to the website as well. So let's talk about, and you know, this event you do for funding for the Discovery Depot Children's Museum, and this, along with some other events that you do several times a year to keep the place running. So right, just talk about how funding works.
Yeah, so Discovery Depot is funded on its own. We do not receive tax dollars to operate. So the museum does 5 fundraisers in every calendar year. So this is fundraiser number 4 for this year. And in about 6 weeks, we have Festival of Trees coming up as well. These fundraisers are critically important to the museum. They help us to continue to operate. So they're a necessity, and we absolutely appreciate all of our donors and everyone that shows up to the fundraisers to spend some money for a good cause. We want to make sure Discovery Depot is in our community for years to come, so the fundraisers are a critical part of maintaining the museum here in Galesburg.
And just like any other entity, costs of doing running the place are going up.
Oh boy!
Yeah, there is that. So yeah, any help you can get. So if you know somebody that may not be able to come to the event and would like to help out anytime year round, whatever, how could they do that?
There is on our website a page where you can donate directly to Discovery Depot Children's Museum. You can also mail a check in, call in with a credit card, whatever you're most comfortable doing. But yes, we're incurring, boy, has our power bill been high.
Oh, I bet.
The
yeah.
2 stories older building.
Yeah.
We did a lot of efficiency improvements in 2019, and I'm glad we did. But yeah, that's been a little bit of a mountain to climb this year, was the utility hike.
Absolutely. All right. So again, Booze and Brews coming up tomorrow evening. What else? You got lots of things coming up. You go to the website or the Facebook page. There are continually, every week and every weekend, there are events and things happening, whether they're just for the kids or for kids and their families, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. Discovery Depot Children's Museum, we are doing 20-plus programs a month. Many of those are during the week for our community. We also, on the weekends, try to offer high-interest programs that will bring out-of-town visitors into Galesburg. You know, maybe people that are sitting in Burlington, Iowa, looking for something to do on a Saturday, see what's going on down at the Children's Museum and make the day trip over. And, of course, as you said earlier, then they're going to spend their money and maybe eat in Galesburg shop and buy gas. So we try to really target. We do a lot of our marketing outside of Galesburg. In fact, almost 99% of our marketing is done outside of Knox County and mostly with outside of 2 hours from Galesburg to try to get those visitors in to spend their dollars here.
Yeah.
But yes, we have Halloween Hoopla coming up, which piggybacks right behind Treat Street. So get out and enjoy Treat Street. And at 3 o'clock that day, I believe it's 3 p.m., Halloween Hoopla will be open down at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Yes, 3 to 5 p.m. And that is rain or shine. You come in and trick-or-treat through our little village. There's Feast with the Witches. We have the Mad Scientist Lab. That's always a very popular event, and we love putting that on for the children. And besides that, additionally, we have a lot of stuff going on the weekends. As you said, I think there's a program every single weekend. Sometimes we have 2 programs a weekend.
Yeah, toddler play Tuesdays, and coming up next Tuesday, and there's just so much going on. And I got to say, also, I know it's been your second level has been how many years now? That got complete 4.
We opened that in 2019.
2019. Okay,
we didn't get a full year in before COVID, and we were shut down. But,
so yeah. I would encourage you, if you haven't been since that's open, I don't care if you're a parent, grandparent. You're going to love it, too. I mean, your kids are absolutely going to love it, but you're going to love it, too, because there's some really, really fun and neat adventures up there, downstairs as well. But you got to go check it out, Discovery Depot Children's Museum. And like you said, there's so many different programs also involved. And the great thing, kids are having a blast, and they're learning on top of it.
They're learning and don't even realize it. But, yes. Yeah. All the exhibits have targeted learning goals, a lot of STEM in the museum, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And, of course, we have our Blick Art Studio that's open whenever we're not programming out of that space, where kids can go in and create. So a lot of good stuff happening at the museum.
It's really fun, like right now, especially with harvest going on. You got your virtual, you can pick the corn
in
there.
Yeah,
the combine. That's fun. And I know mine always loved, still, go in and still loves working the cash register in the grocery store.
Yep.
Or,
good experience.
Yeah, yeah. Or the working in the restaurant. It's, yeah, there's so many fun things in there.
One of the biggest things that we hear a lot of feedback on, particularly from people outside of our community, is our caboose that's in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So many children today don't know what a caboose is. There's a lot of learning opportunities, a lot of graphics inside the caboose. And, of course, it is linked in on the radio to the yard master, so they're hearing the conversations back and forth between the trains and the yard as they're coming in. And that's a real novelty for us to have. So most of our visitors from out of the area comment on that.
Really cool thing. Discovery Depot Children's Museum, Denise Bradburn is the executive director. Booze and Brews coming up tomorrow evening. Again, tickets $25. That includes a lot. You can also check out Facebook page or their website to find out the items on their auction that's going to be going on. And, some really, really great items available. And, again, the funding, I mean, you do what you can to help out because you guys have been doing it all on your own from day one, which is not an easy thing to do.
Absolutely. So this is our 26th year in Galesburg. 26th year in Galesburg. So it's remarkable that we're here, that we're in our community, that we have grown as much as we have, and that is just largely by support of our community and our donors.
You know, one of the kind of cool things, I know you will travel around, you go to conferences, and you will tour other children's museums, but the great thing is how wonderful this place is here. There are other people from other communities and bigger communities coming and looking at Discovery Depot to get ideas because
we
have such a great thing here.
Yes, we have other communities. I guess the most recent or the most closest to us would be Quincy Children's Museum. They're going to be opening within the next couple of years. And they actually toured our museum back in 2014 after the first renovation, brought in some foundation directors to take a look, took pictures. They decided they wanted what we have here in Galesburg. And so, 8 years later, they're well on their way to having their own children's museum. So it just speaks volumes to what a children's museum offers a community and what it does for tourism. I mean, obviously, we're the number one tourist attraction in Knox County. We have been since I've been there. This is my 10th year there. It's a great give back to our community to just bring people into Galesburg.
Yeah, and then encourage, friends, relatives, whatever. Maybe they grew up here, have family elsewhere, live in the suburbs, whatever. Catch the train, come down. You get off right by the museum.
Yep, we do have a lot of Amtrak riders. Last Thursday, I came out of my office, and there was a big group. It was a family, parents, grandparents, children, and they'd actually come down on the Amtrak. They were staying and having lunch. And so this happens quite on a regular basis at the museum. We do offer 20% off your ticket into the Children's Museum if you have an Amtrak ticket for the day. And we market that up to the suburbs of Chicago and other places so that we can draw those people in. Surprisingly, the Discovery Depot Children's Museum is nicer than a lot of the museums north of us. So when you're talking about some of those suburb museums, they're smaller and more expensive. It is a draw to take the train down to Galesburg and check out Discovery Depot.
Yeah, and a lot of those are probably getting funding from their community and stuff and still have not done what you've been able to do.
Yes, I would say we are atypical in the museum industry. Most museums do get funded by their community tax dollars.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Discovery Depot Children's Museum, wonderful as always. And Booze and Brews, again, big fundraising event coming up tomorrow evening. You can check that out and donate to your or tip your favorite bartender. And, again, they have that contest going on as well. 5 o'clock, the F&M Bank Brew Crew, 6 o'clock, the House Hustlers, 7 o'clock, A Family Divided, and 8 o'clock Experience Galesburg. And might as well stay and tip them all, right?
Oh, yes, go ahead and tip them all. They would love that. I think it's going to get pretty competitive tomorrow night. So,
and there might be dancing on the bar or something.
There
who knows
could
what kind
be.
Of performance.
We've
there is
had
a pole
whistling
in there. You've
and
got
everything
the old
else.
Fire pole, right? I mean,
there
who
is.
Knows?
There is.
Craig, you hearing me? I don't know. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. All right. So, again, that gets underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And so many other events coming up. What's the best way? I mean, the website, Facebook page, I guess probably maybe follow the Facebook page to keep track of some of the things going on.
Right. I would say Facebook or Instagram has the most posts on it on a daily basis. We also, our website, though, you can book a birthday party online now. You can buy a membership. You can buy a ticket for the day. We are seeing a lot of people from the Chicago area that are going to the website and buying a ticket and then coming in. They're planning ahead. You can buy a ticket for 2 weeks from now and have your admission already paid when you arrive at the museum. You can donate online. And, of course, all of our programs are online as well. So, you know, Facebook has the most. It'll pop up something for that day as a reminder. But, of course, you can go to the website to purchase anything.
Well, you mentioned membership as well. If you're somebody, if you take your child or grandchild, even 3 or 4 times a year, it's really, really more than worth it to have a membership.
Yes. Typically, 3 times will pay for your membership.
Plus,
then you get discounts at the gift shop, on birthday parties, programs. So there's an added benefit to become a member of the Children's Museum.
Absolutely. Discovery Depot Children's Museum, again, Booze and Brews tomorrow evening. Denise, anything else we need to know? I know there's lots going on. We could talk for hours, probably.
Right. Well, we're busy planning. I know Halloween is rapidly approaching, but Discovery Depot is working on Christmas right now. So we are busy planning. December 1st is Festival of Trees. On December 10th, we're bringing back Breakfast with Santa. On December 17th, we have Santa and Mrs. Claus in the museum again. So there's lots of stuff coming up for the holidays. I would just say keep your radar out. We get it up on our Facebook and website, and it's also on the community calendars. But if you're looking for things to get you into the holiday spirit, Discovery Depot really has a lot to offer.
Yep, and we'll have you back in before all those events happening, too.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. Denise, as always, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It.